producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Seven.
North Dakota's next governor. We know it will not be the Lieutenant Governor, Drew Wrigley, who announced yesterday that he will not be seeking that office after considering it. Right decision? Let me know what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Who will the next Speaker of the House be leading the Republicans in Congress? We know who it will not be, and that's John Boehner, who is taking a pass and retiring from Congress. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here to answer the question, if not him, who? What lessons the GOP should learn from his tenure and what we need to do different going forward. We meaning the GOP, Congressman Cramer and the remaining Republicans. What do they need to do to, learn the lessons of the Boehner tenure? And there's some good things, and there's some bad things. So what do you learn from that? How do you go forward? We'll ask him about his vote for replacement for Speaker today on the program. We are doing part of the Talk Radio Town Hall today and part of it on Friday. And we'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program. Also today, Pete Hannibal of the North Dakota Farm Bureau will be here. He's the Director of Public Policy, and Dustin Goverlow will be here, North Dakota Watchdog Group. We're talking about a vote coming up in Strasburg, North Dakota. It's on a school bond issue down there. But some folks in Strasburg have contacted me to say, we all like how this works. The school district hires some hotshot consultant. They come in and tell them all the stuff they need. Then they put together this proposal, and then very few people pay attention to it. It goes to the voters. They pass it, and we, especially we meaning farmers, pay a lot of the freight on this without enough discussion. And they specifically don't like the fact that, there's some consultants involved in this, ultimately advising the school on what they need, that end up then building the school. Sounds a little fishy. So, and it's happened in other places, and we're going to try and dig into that a little bit today on the program. Brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, ndfb.org, to find out more about your state, your future, and your Farm Bureau. And the Farm Bureau has a lot to offer you. They really do. Number one, they're a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. They also provide their members with a variety of saving opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances and even cell phone plans. I especially like that deal on Chevy, GMC, Buick vehicles, where you get like a $500 discount off the price you negotiate with the dealer. You're buying fleets, saves you big bucks. So check that out at ndfb.org. My name is Scott Hennen. I'm the host of the program, along with my most able friend and host, Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Oops. can't talk about that. Maybe bring that up a little later, but we did get a call in the middle of the night from a woman very upset about the story of Todd the Radio God. How are you today, Todd?
I'm good. I will have to set that story straight, but
please do.
We'll leave it for later. But yeah, when you're ready, we'll.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we welcome your calls at 855-200-1776. Jot it down, put it by the phone, put it on the fridge. But have it nearby, so if you get up in the middle of the night and something's bugging you and you're going for a glass of milk and a cookie, you can consider us your companions. And clearly this woman did that, although I don't think it was milk. I think it might have been something stronger. It's another show.
Well, it might have been added to, something may have been added to it or something.
Yeah, right. Well, we're here for you.
A little Irish coffee or something like that.
We are here for you. Yes, exactly. And a lot of calls on New York City. Here's what I decided to do because I was spending about half my day answering emails and calls on the trip to New York City. And I promise, Todd, don't let me forget this. We're going to take some time today after Congressman Kramer is on to walk through the itinerary because you'll really get fired up about it and get excited about it. But also tell you about where we are going to be holding some information sessions so you can just come on over and say hi. For instance, Thursday, Famous Dave's. Bismarck, 6:30. That's the first one. So mark that on your calendar. Sunday in Fargo, up in Watford City soon. We're going to be doing a few of these. So I'll tell you about those coming up on the program as well. All right. So here we go. Let's start with the news yesterday that Drew Wrigley would not be, would not be seeking the position as governor, not throwing his hat into the ring for the nomination for governor. Now, this obviously on the heels of a decision that we discussed a few weeks back about Drew Kathleen Wrigley coming forward and explaining that Drew had made a mistake and had been unfaithful in his marriage and had spent a lot of time repairing his marriage and at that time said, we're going to consider a run for governor. And the culmination of that decision announced yesterday about 4 o'clock, saying we're not going to do this. What is your reaction to that? What do you think that means for the governor's race? What now? What's next? Was it the right decision? First of all, when politics and families mix, right? In other words, the business of politics, running for elective office, and when you're in that profession and being in that profession can negatively impact your family. And I don't mean in the way that any profession can. In other words, I'm in the radio business. And if I just go and go and go and go and decide the show's got to be a little bit better and I've got to see one more client and I've got to do that one more thing, clearly I can do harm to my family. And there can be peril there. So anybody can do that. I'm talking about when you're in the business of politics and say you decide to run for something and you, again, because of this particular situation, end up exposing your family to a lot of things. I have to say I'm heartened by the fact that clearly the potential harm to Drew's family and to the marriage trumped any political aspiration to say I'd like to be governor of the great state of North Dakota, okay? And that's admirable. Now, I've heard a lot of people say, God darn it, this was our chance at a conservative governor. Darn it, anyway. And I do believe of all the candidates mentioned to this point, I would consider Drew the most conservative of those candidates. I guess Rick Becker might be a little bit in that camp, maybe less so on the social side, where Drew would be staunchly pro-life, and some of the things I've really not heard from Rick. But I, you know, with all due respect to Rick Becker and to Kelly Schmidt and to, you know, some other individuals, maybe even Tom Campbell, you know, do they have the experience to instantly be a front runner? No. You know, that doesn't mean you can't win. Ask Ed Schaefer. Ed Schaefer will tell you, nobody thought I would win. Nobody. We had this conversation about Tom Campbell. He's like, I hope Tom Campbell runs. I, you know, the more people that are in that want to give it a shot, don't ever say nobody has a chance. That's what they said about me. So I don't mean that, but I guess this is going to sound negative too, but, you know, the top tier candidates really are Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General, who many people have said, look, when the time is right, he would be a candidate, and he's seriously considering it. And obviously, when you have Drew Wrigley as lieutenant governor for 6 years, that looks like a top-tier candidate, you know, formidable candidate as well. And the others going to be in the mix, no question about that. But this really leaves Wayne Stengen. I don't think anybody would argue with this statement. Wayne Stengen is the unequivocal leader for the nomination should he seek that office and would be a unequivocal leader to win in the general election should he seek that office. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Okay? And now with Drew Wrigley out of the race, what does that mean? He just coast to the nomination? Maybe. Right? other folks in. Tom Campbell has said, again, he'd be in, senator from Grafton, in his second term in the legislature as a state senator from Grafton. But a ton of business experience, and a lot of people have said to Tom, I want you in that race because you've run a company. You've run a farm. You've run the Choice Financial Network. You've got that business experience that needs to be in that mix. So while he might not have the political experience and having had his name in that circle for a long time, certainly has the business experience, okay? Doug Burgum would be in that category as well, without question, although not having as much political experience as Tom Campbell, another name there. Haven't heard about Rick Berg for a while, but Rick Berg's name was mentioned by Governor Dalrymple on this program. Obviously has the political and the business experience. Politically coming off a loss to the Senate race. Don't know what that means. Maybe that's far enough gone. Don't know what you think. And then, as I mentioned, Rick Becker, who is a legislator from Bismarck, plastic surgeon, who's thrown his hat in, and Kelly Schmidt, who said she may be and is considering as well. So there is the field. You know, your thoughts on one being removed from that field, Andrew Wrigley, and who next? Kind of curious what you're thinking about that. So let's chat about that. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. We'll continue with more after this short timeout. Don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Register today for the 9th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference. The full-day event is Tuesday, October 13th at Bismarck State College's National Energy Center of Excellence. Speakers include Chief Economist for ConocoPhillips, Marianne Kaw, U.S. Senators Heidi Heitkamp and John Hoeven, Congressman Kevin Cramer, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple, and many more. See the agenda and registration information online at energynd.com/events.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Springs Spa. And Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables Pool is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is the toll-free telephone number. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And the Marketplace Foods is the spot tomorrow through Friday that the Big Flavor Tour will be at up in Minot. South Broadway location tomorrow, actually, from 2 until 7. And you can stop by and look for that big yellow trailer. Can't miss it. And you'll find the cheddar brats and the tangy summer sausage and all the goodies. Man, is it great. Some great specials on Cloverdale products as well at Marketplace Foods. We're brought to you in part today by PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. The folks with extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focused on the planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, production services associated with the oil and gas industry. It's a highly competitive energy business. But PVE Scheffler is known as possessing high professional integrity, trusted partner to many energy companies. Call Jeff Holcomb with PVE Scheffler today, 701-628-4554 for more information or visit PVEScheffler.com. One last thing I wanted to say on the situation with the governor's race and Drew Wrigley. A couple of comments I'll share with you as well from comments that have come in on our Facebook page overnight. I asked the question just, are you surprised and what it means for the governor's race? I'm disappointed from a political standpoint. Not that the decision has been made from a personal standpoint. I think actually none of us can make that, right? I mean, Drew and his wife, Kathleen, and those kids, they've got to decide that for themselves. But politically speaking, I think it was, and maybe this comes down the road, a rare opportunity to, I think Clay Jenkinson asked me, Todd, on your show on K-Fire Cafe, he just said, you know, is there any chance that it is, you know, Drew Wrigley could be a candidate for governor or for that matter anything on a North Dakota ballot after, you know, announcing that he had an affair? And I said, yes, and there's a chance, and then some for the following reason. He's a gifted, and I don't want to say politician, but I will, because that's not exactly a compliment. But he is, you know, a gifted public servant, I'll say it that way, that I think could go on and spark a conversation about the fact that none of us are perfect. And I think, quite honestly, if you engage people who think that they are lesser than and say, look, I'm no better than you. Right? In other words, the governor, the attorney general, every statewide office holder, every legislator, there's nothing different about them than somebody that, you know, digs ditches or mops floors. Human beings, individuals, none of us perfect. And I think if you can bring into the political process people who feel like they're lesser than and unworthy, and what do I know about that and everything else, you open up a whole new realm and a new discussion. And I think Drew's one of those people could do it. And you hear that over and over. Oh, my gosh, I heard him speak here. I heard him speak there. I really like him. And obviously there's disappointment about the transgression here. But I have been amazed when you go places how people say, hey, we're not perfect. Go out there and have that discussion with people, and you'll bring some new folks in. That's the opportunity that's missed here, and that is unfortunate politically, but you understand completely personally. Bottom line, my take on this, I'm guessing Wayne Stengen will run for governor. Wayne Stengen will easily win the nomination, and Wayne Stengen will be the next governor of the state of North Dakota. There's my prediction. Mark it down, whether it happens or not. I think that's what yesterday's decision cleared the way to. Doesn't mean there ought not be other people in this race and anybody ought to fold up. Quite the contrary. I hope it's a robust race, because that only makes the ultimate nominee better anyway. And Tom Campbell is not one to dismiss easily, and I wouldn't if I were Wayne Stengen. So this will be interesting to watch. Dave says, my vote's for Bob Scarpel. Bring back Bob. David says Wayne. Andrew says that means that in this walk, Wayne is walking home with the cake. How about that? Very creative. Matthew says Doug Burgum will beat all of them. Wayne's been in the public service for too long, and he messed up the negotiation with the NCAA. Steve says it means Drew is a champion and would have made a great governor. And Bill says Democrats will win. All right. interesting take from all of you on that front today. And appreciate it very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us next hour. And you want to weigh in on any of this at any time, by the way, 800-228-0550. And when you call, press 1 to leave a message with your comment. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air. But 800-228-0550 is the telephone number for your commentary instead of mine on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Congressman Cramer, as I mentioned, at the top of the next hour, will join us for a half hour to talk about what's our first chance to visit with him since the news came in on, what, Friday? That Speaker John Boehner was retiring. So we'll get his reaction to that. We'll ask what lessons the GOP ought to learn from this tenure, what ought to be done different going forward, and what advice you, our listeners, have for Congressman Cramer on his vote for a replacement for Speaker. Who do you want for that post? A lot of Trey Gowdy love on our Facebook page right now. Dawn says, elect someone with a backbone, Trey Gowdy. Kathleen says, Trey Gowdy 100%. And also that Representative Jason Chaffetz endorsed Trey Gowdy for Majority Leader. Works for me. Kenny says, be afraid, be very afraid. I don't know what that means. Be afraid, be very afraid. Okay. All right. Thank you for that, Kenny. Was kind of, you know, does that mean I should, like, lock the door, Todd? Or what do you think that means? I don't know. Be afraid, be very afraid. So, Casey says, Bernie Sanders. Now, Casey, are you trolling us? Is that what that means, by the way, trolling, when you inject yourself into a conversation where you're kind of a... What does that mean exactly, trolling, Todd? I was accused
you're
of
just,
trolling
you're
over
just trying to You're just trying to elicit a response from somebody. You're baiting people.
Okay, you don't mean to actually... I mean, isn't every time you comment on some social media, you know, you're eliciting response? I don't understand why that's...
frequently. No, it's one of those multi-meaning words in this day and age, but that's one of them.
Awesome. Okay, got it. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Pete Hannabut, North Dakota Farm Bureau Director of Public Policy, and Dustin Goverlow of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. We're going to talk about the Strasburg school bond issue, not only specifically about that vote and some details you should know, but also just about a pattern of new schools in rural areas with low voter turnout and with really, really nice schools. And I love the idea of really nice schools in rural areas, but I also love the idea of a robust turnout and lots of folks involved in deciding, is that the school and is that the one we need? So looking forward to that conversation as well. And before somebody just sent a note here, said give that number for New York City one more time. I will. And I know we never say it slow enough, but it is 952-898-3478, extension 228. Or 225. Amber's at 225. I think I'd go Amber. Or you can go Jason at 228. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and come to us. Come with us to New York City. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Finding a meal for $4 these days is not easy to do, unless you stop at PetroServe USA all day, every day, and pick up the hot stuff, personal pan pizzas, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day, every day. Plus great savings on Deli Express sandwiches, like the charbroil with cheese, chicken with cheese, and barbecue rib, the big ones, $2.99 each. Mars king-size candy bars, 79 cents each. Jack Link's 2-ounce sticks are only $1.85 each. Plus save on Pringles grab-and-go, 79 cents, and Kellogg's Cheez-Its, just 79 cents each, too. Stock up on clothing. New styles of NDSU clothing have arrived. Stop in, take a look. Here's some Minnesota and North Dakota hoodies, only $14.99 each at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by giving you choice at the pump. That's right. Look for the red, white, and blue banner. And stop and see the good folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. A PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, it's just a comment, and I apologize because it's off track, but one of your people said, you know, not Wayne because of the NCAA. That was negotiated properly. We just couldn't get Gibb and the Yates chair tribal to bring that to a vote down there, or that name and all this focus would have been done with a long time ago. And not that I know if I vote for Wayne or not. Bye.
All right. Appreciate that very much. Talking about a comment that came in earlier, I think where the criticism came directed at Attorney General Stengem related to the Fighting Sioux name, fair or unfair, was that it was not the best, settlement. And to the extent that the tribes had to weigh in, there was a deadline there. And, what people tell me is that, if you... you don't ultimately put a deadline and expect anything to get done in dealing with some of these tribes because of the politics of that just ultimately really take over. So I think that's what a lot of people say just is was not the not. On the other hand, I think Attorney General Stengem would tell you he was dealt a bad hand and really negotiated from a pretty weak position. Whatever. That's both sides of that, but just to finish that particular debate. Texter says, Drew Wrigley, a temporary loss for the state, of course. His family situation takes highest priority. Pray for the Wrigleys in North Dakota as we select the next governor. Well, that's good advice. You can also text Todd at 800-228. No, that's not. It's not 800. Yeah. 701.
Sorry.
One of these days, one of these days, we'll get you a 800 number, but it's 701.
Really?
226-8503.
I'm never going to be so important I need an 800 number for people to text me, but yeah. Whatever.
701-226-8503.
One particular woman notwithstanding, of course. The earlier today.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Ann in Grant County, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How you doing, Ann?
Good.
I'm glad to hear it. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talking about the school bond issue in Strasburg.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Would you like to talk about that?
I would.
Can you just hang on 1 second, and I'll be right back with you, because Greg and Bismarck just wanted to talk on the candidates, and then we're going to switch topics here. So hang on, Ann. Back with you in 1 sec. Greg and Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
So I would like to comment on your candidate, possible candidate for your governor. I think you better make darn sure he knows the Constitution of North Dakota and the U.S. like the back of his hand. And he's a God-fearing man, because what's coming down from the federal government, he has to realize the powers he's going to have. Every problem you got is from the Fed hurting you right now. And what they're doing is buying these states off. And if we can say no to their money, you can say no to their control.
Fair points, Greg. No doubt about it. It's one of the reasons the Attorney General is suing the federal government as we speak in the waters of the U.S. rule, and actually won in a federal courtroom and getting at least a delay in the implementation of that, and hopefully ultimately a victory. But good points. Need a good strategy in that regard. All right, let me introduce our next guest. Pete Hannabit is here from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Our folks, our friends from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, good folks who are here Tuesdays with us tackling issues. And Pete heads up the public policy shop at the Farm Bureau. Pete, nice to have you back. How's it going?
Great to be here. Things are going very well. Thank you.
Glad to hear it. Dustin Gowerlow is here from the North Dakota Watchdog Network as well. Dustin, welcome back.
Good morning, Scott.
All right. So Ann in Grand County telegraphed this for everybody. We're talking about a school bond issue in Strasburg. When is this vote happening?
The vote is next week, Tuesday, on October 6th. And the one and only full-blown public hearing will be tomorrow night at 7:30 or 7 if you want to get there early. And, you know, it's really been an issue that's come up in the last few weeks. The school board in Strasburg put it on the ballot on July 29th. Some local lawmakers or local landowners had contacted some legislators, and they had put them in touch with me about helping the local voters get some clarification on things, because the overwhelming issue down there right now is the lack of clarity on what the plan will actually look like. The bond issue is a $3.9 million bond. In a previous election, the school board asked and received permission to double their debt limit from 5% of assessed value to 10% of assessed value. So theoretically, the school board could end up levying upwards of $12 million because assessed value is $120 million in the school district. And as a result, there's a lot of consternation about what this project will actually cost. There's a huge belief that $3.9 million won't take care of it. And that will impose a 43.37 mill levy on everybody in the district. And that alone will basically average out that on average the property owners will pay about $600 a year more in property taxes. But, there, of course, that's just an average. There are some people that will pay upwards of $3,000 or $4,000 a year more because they own that much land.
Yeah, and let's talk about who would pay the lion's share here, Pete, because I've heard from the farmers on this issue to say, number one, not enough people are paying attention to this. Number two, they're building more school than they need. I guess Dustin's point is they're even probably going to spend more, in his opinion, than they're saying they're going to spend. And meanwhile, the lion's share of that expense lands on the backs of landowners, farmers, right?
It's always a problem for us in agriculture in that, you know, we are a small percentage of the population in general. And of that, you know, the average age of the farmers, not exactly childbearing years. And so farmers typically are older and have put their kids and maybe their grandkids through school. And yet those farmers who are more approaching retirement age are paying the taxes, the lion's share of the taxes that pay for a lot of goods and services in schools is one of those. And so, unfortunately, we have a situation where the stakeholders and the people who you would think would be paying a user fee, your kids go to school, you pay those fees, are generally not picking that up at the same rate as folks who are retired, what I'll say small business owners, which is what farmers are in the countryside. They pick up more of this disproportionately. And it's a shame it happens a lot of places. This is not a unique situation in that. But unfortunately, the farmers pick up most of it because they own the property that does not generate the demand for goods and services, whether it's fire and rescue or anything like that, or the schools. Bare farm ground does not demand those goods and services like in the city residential folks do. And so it's a bit of a problem for agriculture in that taxes are often levied on the backs of folks who don't necessarily, they might be land rich, but they don't necessarily have the profit margin to pay for things. And so it's not a measured on the ability to pay. It's only measured on the ability to be outvoted because they're a small percentage of the population.
Let me get Ann in here, back from Grand County. Ann, so now we've set this discussion up a little bit. Where are you at on it?
Well, let me tell you what happened here in Flasher in August, and I would advise the people in Strasburg to be ready for a battle and then that they need to get out and vote. First of all, holding an election in August is kind of strange to begin with, but when you take the school board and the teachers and they have their kids who are 18-year-old graduating seniors or college kids are in the area or they use absentee ballots, those are not taxpayers, but they are legal voters. And our vote came down to two votes, and they raised our mills by 72 levy mills, and they put it underneath a general fund instead of a building fund. So we're seeing our taxes just increase tremendously, and like the gentleman before me said, it's too much tax on too few of landowners, and it falls on us.
Yeah, sorry, Ann. Did you need the school in your view?
Yes, we needed the school, but they stuck in the gym, a new gymnasium, a 650 seat gymnasium for a couple hundred kids. And what's happening too is we have all these kids coming in from out of district. Okay, so their money that comes with each kid helps run the school, but it does not help pay for the school.
Sure. All right,
so why couldn't a community come together and work as a team and get these out-of-district people to help fundraise and work on this project together? But instead, they just pushed it through and throw it on the back of the landowners.
Sure, in your view, a new school was necessary, but they did more bells and whistles than they needed to, and obviously there's additional taxes there. Ann, appreciate the call, and welcome others. She's from Flasher and voted there. If anybody in the Strasburg area is for this or against this, ahead of this meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 and the vote Tuesday, October 6th, let us know on the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550 or text Todd 701-226-8503. Dustin, the folks I've heard from down there say there's a pattern here, and it's happened in other places where I don't remember the names, but, you know, certain individuals come in and, are hired as consultants by the school and say, you know, here's how you do this, and then they end up building the school, right? So the same people consulting the school and what you need are the same folks that ultimately are building the school, and their motivation would be to build bigger and better. Is that going on?
It is, and it's very appropriate that someone from Flasher would call in because it's the same consultant and construction company that's doing it. And I'm not going to name the names because they know who they are. The locals know who they are. It is a pattern. Engineering and design firms have been doing this for decades. The difference here and the way that it goes above and beyond the usual firm coming in and saying, hey, we'd like to have you think about this and put it out there. The school board actually paid the construction manager $5,000 to promote and market the bond measure. Now, if we had the financial means, we would be seeking to find out if that was a violation of the state's corrupt practices law, because in 2011, I helped get the law passed and amended in the legislature in order to have ballot measures both on the state and local level subject to the corrupt practices law, which says public funds cannot be used to pass or defeat any measure on the ballot. And by handing over $5,000 to the construction manager that wants the job in the end, they basically wash their hands and try to create the perception that there's a disconnect, that it's not the school board spending money to promote this. But, I mean, the idea that, once again, we have taxpayer-funded lobbying and taxpayer-funded campaigning on behalf of a measure that some taxpayers are not happy with, you know, it just makes it more important that there are groups that are willing to come in and help local taxpayers level the playing field, because it is very unfair.
All right, hold that thought. More on this conversation with Pete Hannibal from the North Dakota Farm Bureau and Dustin Goverlow from the North Dakota Watchdog Network when we come back. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550 with your questions and comments.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. C, E, and S class, the coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a roadster? Have you seen that sixth generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you looking for a great career? I want to tell you about my friends at Polar Service Center. They're the nation's largest tank trailer manufacturer. They're a Minnesota company. They have 30 service centers around the country. One right now in Killdeer and Billings in our neck of the woods, and soon in Williston, North Dakota as well, and they need technicians. And they need some other employees as well, service writers. In Kildare, as an example, technicians for Kildare and Williston. Williston will be opening the end of October. And so anyway, they need folks to come on out. And it is really a great, great story. Now, these jobs on the technician side pay up to $35 an hour. How's that for Bakken wages? $35 an hour. Now, if you're a really good service writer, you might make up to $25 an hour. So these still are great, great positions. They really are, and great dollars. If you're in Kildare, they have a housing allowance. In Williston, your pay is increased a little bit because of the housing availability, a little easier there. This is a great place to work. Call Terry, and they'll give you all the details at Polar Service Center, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. A lot of listeners of What's On Your Mind have looked into those positions and taken advantage of some great career opportunities with a company that's really lasting. They're out there for the long haul at Polar Service Center. Continuing our conversation now with Dustin Gutterlow of the North Dakota Watchdog Network and Pete Hennepin of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're talking about specifically a school bond vote issued Tuesday, October 6th in Strasburg, but more broadly, these happening in other communities. There is an informational meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Pete, I want to go back to you again on everything we talked about here. We had a call from Flasher, and we obviously are talking about the Strasburg situation, but I mean, again, the problem here is that disproportionately the lion's share of any of these end up with a bigger tax tab for landowners. What should landowners do here? What do they need to do to engage and change this?
Well, you know, traditionally, farmers, rural folks have been very pro-education, very supportive of education. And there are places in the state, you know, you look to the oil patch where growth has been so fast that, you know, you can hardly keep up with the needs of the infrastructure, including the schools. But there are also these cases where people fish for a job, you know, with the construction or whatever. And so our members and rural folks need to get engaged and not let other folks set the agenda. They need to be engaged with their own school boards, and they need to be engaged with, you know, the public hearing type things if they're allowed to have one. There are some of these cases where you're not even allowed to have much of a public input, which is where the red flags start going up. And so I think, you know, if we can just get folks engaged and get them to participate, that will, you know, raise the awareness. And unfortunately, these things fly under the radar screen by design from some folks' point of view. And it is unfortunate that the folks who end up carrying the water are the ones who find out about these things last. And some of that is because, you know, we live in spread out rural communities where not everybody is in the center of influence within that school district. And so the nature of the beast makes it tough for the stakeholders to be involved. But we have to raise the awareness of stakeholders all the time. If this program today helps somebody in a distant part of the state that we're not talking about be aware of it for future things, that's great for us.
And get engaged, folks. Get under that hood. In other words, if they have a robust turnout down there, and it ultimately passes, so be it. The people have spoken. That's great. But this idea that, you know, let's just get the ones we know are going to vote yes there and kind of keep everybody else in the dark, that's no way to run a railroad. And, you know, some of this stuff smells down in Strasburg. These consultants and, you know, here's what you need to build. And, okay, we'll, you know, here's money. Go out and advocate for a yes vote. Don't like that. But the process, that stuff is a lot tougher. A lot tougher to pull off if you're involved in the process, if more people are involved. So the more people involved, more sunshine, less shenanigans. So get involved. Mike and Mandan, question for our guests?
Well, just a statement. He talked about the farmland not being, you know, using the fire department. I was on rural fire department for over 10 years, and I can't tell you how many times we went out to put out fires that were controlled burns that got out of hand. So I think that was kind of a half misstatement on his part, and I just wanted to point that out.
Well, I'm happy to own it and say that's great, and I'm just talking about the goods and services that are demanded. Generally, rural folks don't demand those at the same level percentage of the population as the folks that live inside the cities, and that's just, you know, the numbers game. Sure, you go out and you put out that grass fire or whatever. We have combine fires, but do you put them out at the same rate in the rural population as you do house fires in the city? I probably would question that. So, you know, obviously we use those services. I'm talking about at the same percentage as folks in the city. And it, you can't defend the school side of it because there's more kids in the city than there are in a rural population.
All right, Mike.
I guess I disagree about the percentage because when I was with the Wilton World Fire Department, we went out to the country 10 times more than we went into anything in the city.
All right.
So,
appreciate
thank you.
Your sharing.
Appreciate the call. Strasburg caller has a comment for Dustin. Really quickly, we have less than a minute left, so real quick, your question.
Dustin, I've been engaged in the Strasburg School Project, and I've gotten some of your mailers in the mail. The one question I'd have for you is, have you taken the time to tour the school in Strasburg?
The issue is not whether it needs maintenance. Everybody agrees on that, and everybody agrees.
I'm just asking, have you toured it? Have you?
No, I have not.
Spent the time and seen the...
Yeah, he answered. Dustin, hang on, gentlemen. We'll finish this on the other side of the break quickly, all right? Just hang tight. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 2nd and 3rd, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. We'll kick things off Friday with the ranch tour. On Saturday, you'll hear updates from Jerry Hagstrom, top ag news reporter and D.C. insider, plus updates on the status on country of origin labeling. It's your industry, your issues. Make a difference. Show up and get involved. Event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org.
Sooner or later, North Dakota will have another severe drought, and the Red River Valley will have significant water shortages. Learn how the Red River Valley Water Supply Project can ensure water for our future. Come to the Garrison Diversion Conference, When the Valley Turns Dry, Thursday, October 1st at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Call the Garrison Diversion Conservancy District at 701-652-3194.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.